When I was a teen,
my parents bought me a recording
of Stravinsky's
Agon,
a work I came to know and love through repeated listenings, although I'm not sure its dissonant music would be to the general taste.
The name of this music,
Agon, fascinated me. The composer explained the title as having come from Greek, indicating a struggle, a contest. We got this word into English, too, in the words agony and in the verb to agonize. I spotted this word in our Latin text for the epistle today. And while it brought back memory of the music of Stravinsky, it also led my mind to the subject for the sermon on the Septuagesima Sunday, the first day of our pre-Lenten season. The sentence from St. Paul that contains the word says this: everyone who strives for mastery refrains himself from all things.
The reference here
is to sporting events that were well known to the people in Corinth and which might serve us well also in a time when sports are so prominent in our world. No one comes to the needed physical condition to be an athlete without this struggle, this striving for mastery of his body. Getting into shape, as we say, is hard work. Physical strength and coordination are things acquired through repeated and arduous practice. There is a purpose, of course, in undergoing all this rigorous training. That purpose is not to feed the incredibly vain desire to look good. Physical conditioning serves the purpose of training oneself to enter the contest to win a victory. In sports, this is the winning of the game, the race, the fight, the contest. St. Paul employs this metaphor for the discipline, or to use our word, the agonizing, needed for the spiritual victory over the flesh. He clearly says that he chastises his body and brings it into subjection to his will. That is a work, a project, a struggle, an agony. It's not something that happens all by itself. It is the experience of every man that he has an inborn tendency towards waywardness, laziness, sensuality, and lust. This is evident either in the excessive urgings of the flesh, or else in the lethargy and indolence, the lack of self-motivation. In fact, these are merely two sides of the same coin, and the remedy for both is the same: diligent work, self-mastery through repeated acts of self-denial, and the willing engagement in the inevitable conflict, that agon, without which there can be no victory in the spiritual life. This theme is well represented in the Christian tradition. We have, for example, Tertullian writing this to potential martyrs of his time: your master, Jesus Christ, has brought you to this training ground. He determined long before the day of the contest to take you from the softer way of life to a harsher regimen so that your strength might increase. Saint Clement of Alexandria gives us this terse imperative: no effort, no crown. Saint Jerome: let our soul be in command of our body, in subjection. Then Christ will come and immediately make his dwelling with us. And there are many other spiritual writers who say similar things. What's important to keep in mind here is that nobody gets through life without having to experience the agony. Even those who lead the most shameful lives of abandonment to self-indulgence suffer greatly on that account. The reason why no one can escape the contest of this war against himself is that besides having the driving impulses and the cravings of the flesh, there's another component of our makeup, too often overlooked. We are rational beings. We have human reason. Reason means here that there's a logic about human existence. There's a logic about right conduct, which is implicit in our very constitution as human beings. Reason, and not only our fleshly impulses, is inevitably part of what we are. If one should think that fighting this internal struggle is not worth the hardship involved, he should realize the immense sufferings that follow upon self-indulgence. People agonize, to use our word again, whose lives are out of control through their lack of self-mastery. Being out of control can make a mess of one's life. Bringing life into order, into focus, means subjecting one's cravings to the rule of reason. The spiritual life, the Catholic life, is, in the moral sense, nothing other than the authentically reasonable human life. The Catholic faith, however, lends us all the necessary means to assist us to tuck in the unruly impulses, desires, and leanings of fallen nature. We have, above all, the sacraments of confession, and when sufficiently worthy, of Holy Communion, as aids for bringing the flesh into subjection to the mind. And this domination of the mind over the flesh brings about a state of peace, of contentment. It's a great feeling, if you'll pardon the word, to be in charge of one's own life, to be one's own master. It makes one free to do so many other useful and necessary things in life that would be impossible or very difficult without it. And at this point, allow me to say what a great shame it is for permissive parents to allow their children to do whatever they please. What terrible training that is for the contest, for the agony of life. Such parents are disabling, crippling their children. And that most needed conditioning, that would enable them to lead happy and fulfilling lives in their adulthood, and then forever thereafter. I suppose that the reason we have this pre-Lenten season in the traditional calendar of the Church is to get us mentally prepared for a fruitful exercise of the disciplines of Lent. I can't think of a more urgent call to the people of our day in this society than the call to self-mastery. I like to think of our gospel passage today in this sense as well. The Master asks, "Why do you stand about here idle all day? We are laborers. We are sent out to work. And we should set ourselves to the task with diligence. We need the training of an athlete. We need, in St. Paul's words, to chastise, which is to say, to punish our bodies and bring them into subjection. And we will be glad. We will be fit. We will be in shape. And we will be able to win in the contest and receive the imperishable crown. Thank God. Strive. Fight. You can do it, and you must do it. Without a question, you have the capability of winning. And the Church is your training coach, your physician, and your cheering section in this great contest of striving for eternal life."